Genesis chapter 12. God picked Abram. Verse 1.
This story about Abram started when God said to him,
Abram, I want you to leave your country, your father's family and all your relatives, and to go to the country that I will show you. And I will give you a big family, and they will become a great nation. And I will do good things for you and your family, and I will make your mob strong. Then everyone will know about you and your family, and everyone will respect you. And you and your family will do good things for other people. If anyone does good things for you and your family, I will do good things for them. But if anyone does bad things to you, and if they make trouble for you and your family, I will curse them and make trouble for them. I will use your family to do good things for all the families in the world.
Abram and his family went to Canaan country. Genesis chapter 12, verse 4.
Abram was 75 years old when he left a town called Haran and went to the country called Canaan. That was the country that God told him to go to. He took his wife Sarai and his nephew Lot with him. He also took all the things and all the workers that they got in Haran, and they all went to the new country called Canaan. Abram and everyone with him walked through that new country. And they went to a town called Shechem, and they camped there near a big tree at a place called Moreh. The people that lived in that country were called the Canaan mob, and they didn't know God. God showed himself to Abram there, and he said to him,
I will give this country to your son and to all the people that will be born into his family later on.
So Abram piled up stones to make a table with a flat top. It was a special place for him to burn an animal to show right respect to God. Later on, Abram and his mob left Shechem, and they went south to the hill country that was on the east side of a town called Bethel. And they camped between Bethel and another town called Ai. Bethel was to the west of his camp, and Ai was to the east. Then Abram piled up stones there to make another special table, and he burned animals on it to show respect to God. He prayed to God, and he called God by his special name, Yahweh. After that, Abram and his mob kept going south to the dry desert country.
Abram and his family went to Egypt. Genesis chapter 12, verse 10.
At that time, there wasn't much food in that country. Everyone was short of food. So Abram and everyone with him went south to live in another country called Egypt. Just before they got to Egypt, Abram said to his wife Sarai,
You are a really beautiful woman. I reckon the men in Egypt will see you, and they will say, that beautiful woman is Abram's wife. Let's kill Abram so that we can have her for ourselves. Then they will kill me, but they will let you live. So listen, you have to tell everyone that you are my sister. Then they will be good to me, and they will not kill me.
And that's what happened. They got to Egypt, and the people there looked at Sarai, and they saw that she was really beautiful. Some of them worked for the big boss of Egypt, and they told him,
Sarai, is really beautiful.
So that big boss took her to live in his house. That boss was very good to Abram because he thought that Abram was Sarai's brother. He gave Abram sheep and goats and cows and bulls and donkeys and camels, as well as men and women that had to work for Abram. God was not happy because Sarai was living with the big boss of Egypt. So God made him really sick, and God made everyone that lived in his house really sick too. Then that big boss found out that Sarai was already Abram's wife, and he got really wild. He sent somebody to get Abram, and he said to Abram,
"You did a really bad thing to me. You tricked me. You didn't tell me that Sarai was your wife. You said, 'She is my sister,' and you let me marry her. Now, here is your wife. Take her back and then get out of my country."
Then the big boss told his soldiers,
"Get Abram and Sarai and everything they own and all their workers and send them out of Egypt. Send them away and do it right now."
So his soldiers did that. They sent Abram and his mob away from Egypt.